Blog Talk Radio.
I know the man is your friend. I know the man is your friend.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Reverend Henry song just ended abruptly. I was like, what happened? I thought I fell off the show.
Okay.
It was a wonderful win.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You know, it's a, I want to just say thank you, Lord. You know, I want to say a little, tell everybody that Mother's Day weekend was a little rough, but I made it through. I had to go back and apologize to my wife for being grouchy. It just, sometimes you have to get to yourself, Reverend Henry. When you got something on your mind, any little thing agitates you. But, you know, my wife kept telling me. She had bought the flowers for my mom, Gray. She kept saying, you ready to go? I kept saying, no. I kept saying, no. I ain't ready. But I wound up going on, and it did me a tremendous joy. I felt better once I went. I went also visited my grandparents and my uncles and aunties in the cemetery and sister. I did it all. I felt better. I just wanted to enlighten that to everyone. It was rough on me, but I made it through.
Man.
I'm gonna be on mute for a minute, so I'm around some noise.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. You made it through. I heard you say you made it through. God continues to bless us. Oftentimes we fail to see it because we get caught up in this unexpected changing, literally changing world. We're engulfed in it so much by these toils and the trials and the tribulations and how the hustle and bustle, if you will, of this old world. But I'm glad we're only pilgrims passing through. We can continue to look to God as who is our help, who is our strength. We know that this world, hallelujah, God's whole plan for the government of this world will be found that altogether wise, just good. Then let us seize the favorable opportunity for every good purpose and work. The time to die is fast approaching, praise the Lord. Thus labor and sorrow fill the world. This has given us that we may also have something to do. None was sent here into this world to be idle. You know, we were talking about time yesterday, and God permits time for everything. Even time for us, you heard Brother Nutty say, even time for us to seem like we need to steal away, seem like everything irritates us. But when we look to God, he gives us that peace. He gives us that strength. He gives us what we need. If you feel a little urge to do something to pull you up out of what slump you may be in, God gives the urges to do that. Here in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, just for a few minutes, praise the Lord, we'll ask God to bless us in that as we pray. Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts and surely thank you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy. Thank you, Father God, how you blessed us to see this day that was not promised to us. We hoped and expected to see this day, but Lord, you made it a reality. We tell you, thank you, Father God. Thank you for another chance to be a little bit better than we were just today, Father God, to walk a little bit closer to you, to lean on you, depend on you, listen at you, Father God, and follow your guidance. In Jesus' name, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us. Was this day in Jesus' name we do pray and we ask it all. Amen. Ecclesiastes, if you will. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And so with that. We left off yesterday at that 10th verse. We want to start with that 11th verse. And just for a moment, the 11th verse reads in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, the 11th verse, "He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end." Hallelujah. See God, God has made it, not as it appears to us. We have the world so much in our hearts that we are so taken up by the thoughts and the cares of worldly things. If we're not careful, that we have neither time nor spirit to see God's hand in them. You know, if we're not careful because we are in the world, and if we do not strive to, continue to renew, refresh, ourselves, we'll get caught up in this world. And that's why Christ warns us. We know we have to be in the world, but not be of the world. Do not be of the world, hallelujah, though you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But that's why it's a necessity that we be born again, reborn, hallelujah, accepting Christ as our Savior. Praise the Lord. Everything is as God made it, not as it appears to us. You see, we have so much of this world in our hearts, you know, in our day-to-day, we work and we be among people that are not saints, and if we're not careful, we are consumed, hallelujah, by it. But that's why it's a necessity that we continue to renew our thoughts, and trust, depend upon God who cares for us. And in that we redeem the time. The world has not only gained possession of our hearts, but it also has formed thoughts against the beauty of God's work. You know, we're mistaken if we think we were born of ourselves. It is not our own business to do good in this life, which is, you see, this life is short and uncertain. We have but little time to be doing good, you know. Therefore, we should redeem the time. How do we redeem the time? Buy back, hallelujah. Buy back by divine providence. And the only way we can do that is to consecrate, continue to train our minds to be spiritual, to think spiritual, and using our faith. We know that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And in that, hoping for something so much, regardless of how the situation look, hoping and praying that God will provide, that God cares, and know that God cares for us. We realize that things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, that love the Lord. Hearing this, Ecclesiastes showed us how we can live, hallelujah, in this world, but not be of this world. Verse 11, he that made everything beautiful in his time, also he had set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Verse 12, I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. He says, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it, that men should fear before him. You see, you know, when we were young, we sung the song, he's got the whole world in his hands. You know, we went on, he got you and me, brother, in his hands, you and me, sister, in his hands. God is the author and the finisher. He's a creator. He's the ancient of days. He lift this thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the adversary, this old world. But God is still in control, and he don't have to get in a hurry for nothing, because he is the creator. He knows just how far to allow the adversary to run and rule. He knows just how far. But you know this, that you're still in the palm of his hand. He said, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be done forever. Nothing can put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requires that which is past. Hallelujah. And moreover, I saw the sun, the placement of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteousness of the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every word. God has this plan all in his hand. Hallelujah. It's all in the hand. It's all in the design of God. That's why he let it be known. He let it be written. He let it be said. Even Ecclesiastes 3, the first through all the way through the 10th verse, it lets you know about different times. Hallelujah. These are the changes of human affairs. You know, we go through different things in different seasons, a time of born, a time to die, plant, pluck, kill, heal, break down, weep, laugh, mourn, dance, hallelujah, cast away, and a time together, so a time for embracing, a time reframing, from embracing, to get loose, hallelujah, to rend, to sow, to keep silent. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Love, hate, hallelujah. War and even peace, hallelujah. These are the things that God allow us to experience because of the changes of human affairs. See, we are yet changing individual, but God is one that need no change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why he said he stepped out, and if I can explain before a moment, he stepped out of eternity into time. See, time is an agent that governs man, but have no governing on God. Hallelujah. God, you're talking about a one that always has been and always will be. But we as humans, so he designed us. He governed us with time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Even the time that we're trying to redeem back, when most of us know and realize we've got more time behind us. Hallelujah. On this side of Jordan than what we have yet before us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for this time that he's hope given us, even right now. Even if you're looking up on this day, he gave you more time. If you're breathing air, he gave you more time to, oh, hallelujah, to work out your own soul salvation. He gave you what we call grace and mercy. Time allowed it to you that you may get your affairs in order. Hallelujah. There has no change befallen us, nor has any temptation by it taken us, but such as is common to man. These things that we go through and the time that he's given us is common to man. Hallelujah. See, time was created for us to govern us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But time has no govern on God. It doesn't even register with him. Praise the Lord. That has always has been, and that will always will be. Praise the Lord. Verse 17, I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. There is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in mine heart concerning the state of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, that they might see that they themselves are beasts. Yes, Lord, for that which befelleth the sons of men befelleth beasts, and even one thing befalleth them, as the one dieth, and so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast. All is vanity. All is vanity, and all go unto one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth up, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works. That is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? The question is asked. Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better, praise the Lord, than a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. Hallelujah. You can find it peace, hallelujah, especially when you're doing a work for the Lord. Hallelujah. Your portion, your good works that you try to do from an agape heart. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Without the fear of the Lord, man is but vanity. Set that aside, and judge will not use their power well. Hallelujah. You know, judges, they won't use their power well. Hallelujah. You've seen wicked kings in the past did not use their power well. Hallelujah. And do what turns separate what separate men from beasts is good judgment. Hallelujah. What though we breathe the same air, but what governs a man and guides the man is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Man is but vanity, and set aside, and judge will not use their in the power well. And there is another judge that stands before the door. With God, there is a time for the redressing. Praise the Lord. How to redress ourselves. We arm ourselves with the beauty of the Lord, with our righteousness that we so try to do. Hallelujah. Solomon seemed to express his wish that men might perceive that by choosing this world as their portion, they brought themselves to a low level with the beast. See, when you go after the world, you act as though you are beast. Hallelujah. But see, when you come into the wisdom of God, it separates yourself from beast. Nebuchadnezzar, when he didn't realize that God was the high ruler and God reigns in the kingdom of men, then he was given a beast heart. Hallelujah. He was given a beast heart to know, hallelujah, that he had to bow down, because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord. And when we conform our ways to the ways of Jesus, we separate ourselves from the beast. Hallelujah. But this is what I have for today. God bless you. I pray that something has been said or done to help you along your way, just a better walk with the Lord. And know that we must redeem the time, because time is getting short. Hallelujah. Time is getting short, hallelujah. And we must realize it and see and look at the signs of the times. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. These are the signs of the time. And listen at these warnings, hallelujah, that God is so giving us over and over again. I see you, ain't it, with your golden nuggets. God bless you. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, Joshua 4, 1 through 6, and 20 through 24, also Joshua 4 and 24, that all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty. Praise the Lord. That all the people of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty. Precious memories of yesterday can strengthen our faith today and tomorrow. I like to tell people, remember what God has done. Hallelujah. It will give you strength, hallelujah, to know what he will do. Hallelujah. But what he has done, hallelujah, he's able to do again. And what he has done, if he's made a way for you before, he'll make a way for you again. Hallelujah. The memories of what God has done for us can become building blocks for today and tomorrow. God bless you. Followers of Christ, it is a good for us to have tangible evidence of God. Hallelujah. Help in the past. Followers of Christ, listen, it's good for us to have tangible evidence of God's help in the past. Those things that remind us of that his faithfulness continues today, and we can follow him confidently in the future. Confident. Hallelujah. To know that, hallelujah, not only can you confide in him, but you can stand upon him. Hallelujah. His goodness. Hallelujah. Stand upon what he has done yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Also, the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord, for your provision. He helped to trust that you will provide, even when it seems I've been waiting for so long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will provide. Sometimes he makes us tarry. Sometimes he makes us wait a little bit, but God still provides. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your biography. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. Also 2 Timothy 4 and 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beautiful. One thing about it, when you fought a good fight and you have kept the faith and you have not given up, hallelujah, you can stand up on that because you know that you've done your part and the rest is in God's hand, but you've given God something to work with. Hallelujah. You stayed in the fight. Hallelujah. Some fights you won, some fights you lost, but you endured until the end. Hallelujah. For the ignorance, old age is as winter. For the learned, a harvest. Listen, for the ignorant, old age is as winter. For the learned, it is a harvest. Hallelujah. God bless you. And God keep you is our prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God today. Praise the Lord. We had the moment of our service where we were, hallelujah, opening lines up for anyone want prayer. I want to say thank you. I want to say what they got out of the lesson, but all you want to say what's on their heart. God bless you. God bless you. We're at that time right now. Hallelujah. Would there be a push the one button? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sisters.
Reverend Hammond, don't want to hit the one button at the moment, but I want to say thank you. Just
praise
thank
the Lord.
You for being God.
Praise the Lord. All right. Well, we'll pray and thank God and let him have his way. Thank him for blessing us in this moment, this hour, allowing us to reason in his word. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given us that we sit down and look into the holy word, Father. Thank you for time, hallelujah, time that you are yet giving us. Bless us to be, oh, hallelujah, wise with the time that you've given us. Bless us to see the signs of the time. Oh, Father God, help us as we walk this way. Encourage our hearts. Give us strength where we're weak and where we're torn down. Hallelujah. Build us up, Father God, where we may be weary along the way. Give us continual hope that we should always hope and depend and trust upon thee. Thank you, Father God, for this moment. Forgive us for all sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all you have done for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, continue to bless those that may be bereaved in heart. Continue to look upon, hallelujah, people that have to say goodbye to loved ones and those that are breathing hard that's going through. Hallelujah. Let them know that you care. Hallelujah. Continue to uphold them. Hallelujah. Uphold them with your strength. Hallelujah. With your free spirit that gives strength, that gives the peace that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day, the message, Father God, that you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace.
God's
grace. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
I made it this far. The grace of God. God's grace.
God's
grace.
God's grace.
God's grace. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It's amazing grace.
God's grace.
I made it this far.
I made it far.
By the grace. For how you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
When I strayed away, even though I knew the word, still I would obey. But God's mercy and His grace stayed with me and brought me all the way. They said I wouldn't make it. Some people said that I wouldn't be here today, but look at me, look at me. I made it, by the grace of God. When I sit down and look back, I made it by the grace.